This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
It was unchanged at 4.8% based on preliminary data. Sectors with the largest over-the-month gains included government, leisure and hospitality, trade, transportation and utilities. Sectors that declined included financial activities and mining. Illinois' unemployment rate was a percentage point higher than the national rate. There's lots more at our website, nowdecatur.com.
A defendant in court, a candidate outside it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump out campaigning early this morning in New York City, cheered by hundreds of construction workers.
You know what? They're very, very talented people. They don't get the credit for it.
That stop in Manhattan before he returns to court this morning for more testimony at the first Trump criminal trial.
It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
Now he's upset the judge won't let him go to Washington for a key hearing in a Trump federal case this morning. Fox's David Spuntz outside the Supreme Court.
The justices always claim they want to stay away from politics, but today they're entering the nerve center of the presidential election, whether they like it or not. Now, former President Donald Trump, he claims that the allegations levied against him for trying to allegedly overturned the 2020 presidential election occurred during a time when he was still president. He says, therefore, he cannot be indicted.
Well, so far, lower courts have rejected that Trump immunity claim that he should not be able to be prosecuted. Now in Arizona, 18 Trump associates, including Rudy Giuliani, have been indicted, charged with scheming to overturn the Biden election victory in that state. It's getting louder on college campuses nationwide. That's at the University of Texas, where dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested in Austin. Also arrests from Massachusetts to California, where USC's campus has been shut down. At Columbia in New York City.
You can't intimidate your fellow students and make them stay home from class. Think about that. Is that right?
House Speaker Mike Johnson got booed as the Republican demanded the university president resign if she can't control the anti-Israel demonstrations. The day after President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok if the social media app does not cut ties to its Chinese parent company, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in China.
We have an obligation for our people, and indeed an obligation for the world to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword, save now, make the switch today. #250, keyword, save now from Pure Talk.
The Supreme Court's Trump hearing comes the day after justices considered a challenge to Idaho's abortion restrictions and if they violate a federal law unrelated to abortion.
The federal law, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, says federally funded hospitals have to provide stabilizing care to patients. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioning if the Idaho law overrides the federal law.
Idaho says, sorry, no abortion here.
Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador.
Idaho's law and Impala are consistent. They both seek to protect the lives of women and their unborn children.
Doctors face 5 years in prison if they violate Idaho's law. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, there's news on that issue in two other states. Legislation advancing in Tennessee would make it illegal for some adults to help minors get an abortion. Legislators in the Arizona House have voted to repeal an 1864 law banning nearly all abortions in that state.
The issue now moves to the state Senate, where it needs votes from at least two Republicans and all Democrats to move forward. The 160-year-old law briefly went into effect after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, but was blocked. Arizona's Supreme Court recently ruling to uphold the measure, which bars the procedure except to save the life of a mother. The move to repeal the law, which Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs supports, would reinstate a 2022 Arizona law banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We'll get an update to the economy later this hour. Growth to start the year. Economists predict a GDP increase in the first quarter just over 2%, down from 3.4% in the last quarter of last year. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before that report, more than 200 points for the Dow. In the NBA playoffs, Miami beat Boston to even that series. Oklahoma City went up 2-0 on New Orleans. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Mostly sunny, high of 62. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 47. For Friday, chance of showers and possible thunderstorms, high near 66. And Saturday, 50% chance of rain, some wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour, and partly sunny with a high of 78. Current temperature here at the Children's Museum, 35 degrees. Your WSOY time, 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We are live at the Children's Museum supporting the Duck Derby. Kind of guest, prizes, call right now at 423-5437.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I want to congratulate Mike Cohen, who won our first prize package here live at the Children's Museum. I don't know how many tickets Mike bought, but the lucky 924 was his winner to win the very first package. That's a dozen Coney McCain cookies. Wow. A one-sum summer membership and an extra duck in the race. So congratulations to Mike, and he is our very first winner. We got two more of those to give away. We also have two pairs of Cardinals White Sox tickets to give away, and that's all before 9 o'clock. So there's some urgency here. You pick up the phone, you call 217-423-5437, you go to cmofil.org, or you stop by if you're out of this side of town, and you buy your tickets. Now, I still think, I'm like you, if you're going to buy, you know, why not go for the best deal? Now, the best deal is $200. That's called a Duck Dynasty. I'm looking at the online registration. But that $200 is going to get you 40 ducks. So you're getting $400 worth of ducks for $200. And at the same time, thanks to an incredibly generous donation, then your $200 will literally turn into $400 because there's a matching grant up to $10,000, which then goes into operating costs and helping to pay for scholarships and all the different things that they do here at the Children's Museum, which is pretty amazing. So today's the day. You can still buy them afterwards, but why not take advantage of being able to win some extra stuff, being able to get your dollars matched, you know, make an impactful donation to the museum and take advantage of it. So go to cmofil.org or go call us right now, 217-423-5437. That's the museum number, and they will happily take your call and take that donation. Ricky is with us. We're going to meet another one of her board members. How big a board do you have?
We have 11 board members right now.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's perfect, and I'm really excited. We're here with Shatavion, and she is one of our brand new board members starting in January. And I'm really excited. We have three new awesome board members that have really brought a lot of energy to the board, and I'm really grateful for their service. And I just have been blessed with a tremendous board.
What do you look for in a board member for an organization like this? It's a little, I mean, every 501c3, every organization has a little different mission. Yours is different than most, right? What do you, so
absolutely,
when you're going out and recruiting, because a good executive director, recruits a board.
Yes.
You work with the board, but a good one recruits a board that, that aligns with what they want to do. What do you look for?
Yeah, so for me, I think passion for the cause and the mission and being aligned with the direction that we're headed is really the most important thing for me. And so, you know, I have big dreams for the museum. I'm focusing on sustainability and how we ensure that we're here for another 30 years and how we become an asset for every person in the community, right? So one of the things that I noticed pretty quickly when I started at the museum was that the demographic that we were seeing coming into the museum wasn't reflective of the community. And so how do we eliminate barriers to the museum and how do we make this a more welcoming place, a more accessible place? And so it's important to me to have board members who view that as a priority. And I think Shatavion, when we talked, it was very clear that she believed that as well, that this place needs to become an asset for the entire community. And then also just, you know, expertise, right? So making sure that your board has expertise in different types of things and that you're recruiting people with diverse interests and that have different talents that they can bring to the board.
It's amazing. And Shatavion, good morning. And we're glad to have you with us. Sometimes you just got to be a little more intentional in life, right?
I agree.
You know, and it's not a ton of work. It's just making sure everyone feels welcome.
I agree, yes.
And so what's your hope, serving as a board member now, because January, it's very different. Now we're getting rolling into the busy time. Dr. Derby's right ahead all summer long. What made you want to join?
You know, I've been active in the community for several years, and a lot of it had to do with the youth. And so when I had an opportunity to serve and really just with an organization that was in line with my own passions and, you know, things that I like to do anyway, I thought it was a good fit for me, especially, you know, like she said, you know, we want to really reach out to that underserved population within the community. And I think Ricky has a lot of great ideas to get that done, and we have a lot of, you know, really knowledgeable and passionate board members. I think collectively, we just, you know, have been working together and just thinking of different initiatives to make it more accessible for everyone.
What it drives me crazy in life, how we live in different worlds, and there's so many things out there that maybe it's just never had the experience or feel like I don't belong, or maybe no one's opened the door and invited me in, or we just haven't done enough outreach to say, you know, it doesn't take that much. If you just get some good people that go, no, we want everyone to feel welcome here. It's just, that's what I meant by intentional. Sometimes it's just, you got to focus on it.
Right.
And sometimes it's a little extra work, but that little extra work to make everyone in our community know that this is a place for them to come and enjoy and have fun, it's worth the work.
Definitely. I agree.
Yeah. I'm happy to hear you say that. You know, it's amazing to me. I think we take for granted sometimes too that everybody thinks the same way about everything, and we live our lives and you just, we had and still have, you know, some interns working for us through Dr. Morse's program. And, I really had my eyes opened over an entire summer at how many times we were at something really good in the community and one of these kids had never been there before or didn't have any awareness of it. And it wasn't, even fear or it was just no one had opened up the door to them to say, hey, look at this cool thing, be a part of this. And so we all need those lessons, I think, no matter how old we get. You're kind of intimidating because you are, like, literally, I'm looking at, you are a draftsman, gas technical engineering hammering.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So basically it's engineering
and,
support.
And why are we still calling him a draftsman?
Draftsperson.
There we go.
Yeah, so it's just engineering support. So, you know, that could basically supporting engineers when we're doing, you know, gas transmission work or something as simple as a meter set or a regulator.
Yeah, nothing simple about it. Yeah,
well, when you've done it for so long, it's just second nature.
She tried to dumb it down. I still don't know what she was talking about.
And I appreciate it. I really do. Now, I also want to say you're active with the IBEW.
Yes, I am a member, actually 14 years with IBEW Local 51 in Springfield.
In Springfield.
So, yes.
It's interesting. I talked to Josh. I talked to people, in the community, and we talked about education, and I really would love, and I know, like, trades and labor and people that are involved, there are unbelievable opportunities for kids in this community that maybe a four-year college degree isn't the pathway for. And I know what they've struggled with the IBEW. You know, your average electrician's 47 years old, and there's not a big pipeline of people coming along, you know, welders, whatever it might be. This place could be an incredible space to spark that kind of curiosity, don't you think?
Yes, I think it absolutely is. If you head up to our Ready, Set, Build area that O'Shea sponsored and some of the local labor unions also sponsored, it is an incredible space for kids to explore and get passionate about construction and the trades. And so we really believe, again, you know, that what we can do here at the museum is get kids passionate about investing in their community and becoming change makers. I mean, that's what we see our role as.
You know, every time you talk about this, you know, there are the either ors, and life is rarely either or. It's multiple choice. And if the four-year degree or even more is your thing, that thing is there for you. But there's a lot of reasons why somebody who might not be going down that path can go into an apprenticeship, you know, put $100,000 in the bank, no student debt, and make $80,000 a year first year. You know, if you had to explain that to a Martian who landed on Earth, like how we do things, you go, well, what's not noble about that?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so it's cool how you have to hit everything, right?
Yeah, and I think about people like my husband. He's an attorney now.
Yeah.
But during his senior year of high school, his high school had a program where they learned vehicle repair and maintenance, and his classmates went out and started working at dealerships, making $65,000-$70,000 a year as an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, for years he thought, I should have done that instead of becoming an attorney. So
yeah.
I think it's really there are those opportunities, and it's our job as community members to showcase that.
Well, we had a teacher from District 61 on with us, one of your board members earlier.
Yep.
You know, I think it behooves us as a community to put all of those options on the table, and no option is less important or more important than the others. It's just whatever pathway a particular kid might be on. And so, you know, we're huge supporters of Millikan and Richland, but we're big supporters of the IBEW and trades and, you know, don't side for them. And I think public education kind of went that route for a long time, and kids got a four-year degree and a lot of debt, and they really weren't sure what to do with that four-year degree. That's why it's great to see people that are, you know, narrowed in and doing amazing things. So, Amberin, do you have any, like, so it's spring now, right? We're going to get into the stupid season of storms and all that. So does your job ever come into contact with that?
Typically, it does not.
That's good.
You know, before it did, I spent 10 years working in customer service.
Oh.
And so, yeah, during the spring and...
Sorry.
Yeah,
people
didn't
just call to say hi either. They were calling with a problem.
No, yeah.
100%
of the time. But it was really a learning experience, you know. Again, you're dealing with the public and people that come from different walks of life. So, you know, just being able to talk them through that.
Well, I know people get frustrated, but the men and women that are out on the front end of that during we get into storm season and tornadoes, and they're out there in the middle of the night doing very dangerous work. I'm always happy that they are there, right?
Yeah.
People get frustrated. Power goes out, whatever. Man, there are people out there doing some really tough work that you don't want to do to restore that power and do an amazing job. And also, Amber does so much in our community.
Yeah, I agree. They are very active, and, you know, they support a lot of organizations, and proud to be, you know, an employee there.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Know Stacy very well, who serves on the Park Board Commissioners, you know, with Amber, Tony, and great folks there that have supported a lot of great causes over the years. So they encourage you to do things like this, you know, taking the time to serve on the museum board.
Yes, they do definitely appreciate employees getting active in the community and, you know, really just being a good steward. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that you are. So what else can we do? Can we think of a new, like, exhibit idea today? Can we just, like, you know, can we just you know, we'll just throw it around?
Let's do it.
Spitball it, you know.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I would like to see some miniature wind farms or something, you know, getting into clean energy or, you know, a solar panel or something.
Maybe a big outside. Right.
Big wind turbine. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
And
in fact, I think we'll talk a little bit later about this with Dr. Morris when she comes on, but we have been looking at an electric vehicle exhibit. So we're trying to move forward with that. And I think, you know, as we start to think about like the clean energy economies that are really emerging, especially Decatur, Bloomington, locally, we have the potential to become a hub for clean energy innovation. And so we need to start doing some of that at the museum. And let's be honest, our vehicle repair exhibit is in need of a bit of a refresh. So it's time to think about how we do that.
Yeah. I wonder where you would start. I don't know. Rivian's like 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
one of their trucks, new trucks that are coming.
Absolutely.
To the, yeah.
I won't lie. I put down the $100 deposit.
So did I. Yep. So did I.
All right, Brian,
real quick, yeah, I wanted to just add, you made a big and important part about the jobs that young people can go into at this level, at a kid's level. Sometimes seeing something block water makes people think about water flow. Sometimes just touching something or
seeing
the skateboard, call it, of an electric vehicle might tell somebody, I'm really curious about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then that just gets reinforced somewhere later down the line, and they go, well, there's an actual path.
So many seeds planted here to just explore and touch things that might end up being careers or hobbies or things of passion for people.
Yeah, before I started at the museum, I had a career in environmental advocacy, and I was really, my dad always said, like, how did you become a conservationist, a little conservationist? And I said, well, Dad, you took me camping like a dozen times a year. How did you think I wasn't going to become passionate about the natural resources?
Yeah,
and so that's the impact that we have here as well, is lighting those little fuses that burn maybe dimly, and then they become the impetus for someone to develop a career.
All right, 217-423-5437. Give us a call right now. You can go to cmofil.org. It's not inexpensive to do all this. That's why you do the fundraisers.
That's why
you raise the money. That's why the Hardys have, you know, made this incredible donation to match the dollars today. Because, you know, the ideas are easy to come up with, or relatively easy. Putting it into space and having it come out the other end as a fully functional exhibit is not inexpensive.
That's exactly right.
It's got to last.
Yes.
It's got to, you know, all the things that people don't think about. They think, a little paint. No.
Right.
It's expensive.
And you really have to think, you know, these are things that kids interact with and that kids are hard on. And so you have to work with a design company that knows that, right? You can't just hire some engineer to design something for you. The kids are going to get their fingers pinched. They're going to, you know, do something that is risky. And so we have to work with folks that know that industry. And that comes with expense.
Okay. So you charge, you know, admission. You have memberships. You know, have scholarships for people. Who maybe, you know, if that's a blockade for them to get in.
Yes.
How else do you raise money? Clearly, the Duck Derby, these kinds of things. But how can people be a benefactor to the museum?
Yeah, so we work with private donors all the time. And I have really made that one of my biggest focuses over the years that I've been here, is trying to build that base of donor support, because it's important. And it's important to create a consistency of revenue because, you know, we saw during COVID that, you know, those revenues aren't certain, right? Something can happen. A community can suffer and those revenue sources can go away. And so for us, it's about creating that public base of support that is consistent, and then also starting to build our endowment. So we have a modest endowment at the Community Foundation. And that is what my focus is going to be once we get this climber constructed, is building up that endowment so that we know that that revenue source is returning to us.
Yeah, the rainy day money has to be
Absolutely.
There. And, you know, but if you go back 30 years ago, and not a lot of people remember this, but the Children's Museum actually started at the Macon County Conservation District.
Yes.
And it was like literally, I mean, I don't even know if you could, a room? I mean,
yes, it was in the basement.
Yeah.
It was the basement of the conservation area.
So but it worked and people responded and people participated. And then in 1995, this 20,000 square foot castle design building was put in. I don't remember how many years now since the addition of the Heroes Hall.
2018.
COVID, you could tell me 5 years, 7 years, 2 years. I never.
Yes.
Yeah. But it is a beautiful, beautiful space. I mean, it looks fantastic from the outside when you pull in. You know, when we first did the sculpture park, when I first saw the dragon sculpture, right? I just remember everybody going, "That can't leave."
Right.
You know, that has to be permanent.
Yeah.
Because the sculpture park are basically rentals.
Yes.
You know, every couple of years they change out and you bring new ones in, so you have new art.
Yeah.
But man, it's sitting in front of the castle, the dragon. Are you kidding? I mean, that's gotta stay.
Somebody
in the community stepped up and paid the artist.
Richie Barnett?
Yeah.
Yep.
to keep it here. And now when you pull up, you see the helicopter and the fire engine and all the glass and the lake view that was opened up.
Yeah.
You know, all of that was blocked.
Yes.
Before.
Yeah.
And now kids can go and do all this. It's just amazing space. And if you haven't been here in a while, you really need to come see it.
And when we talk about access, one of the things that I've been really passionate about is building more outdoor spaces that you don't have to pay our admission costs to enjoy. We just received a grant from the Community Foundation to install some outdoor musical instruments that should be installed before our Duck Derby, fingers crossed. But those will be accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No need to pay our admission fee. You can play and enjoy and develop your passion for music and sounds, and who knows what that leads to in the future.
What is the admission fee?
We charge $12. Good. However, we participate in Museums for All. So if you are a family that is eligible for SNAP and EBT discounts, that admission is capped at $3. So we have just started participating in that program. We also offer discounts for seniors, law enforcement, first responders, and also veterans.
You can find that on the website, cmmil.org.
Yep.
You can also buy your tickets there. You can call right now, 217-423-5437, or you can stop by if you'd like to. And if you haven't been here in a while, I think you will be blown away at the views. I love Heroes Hall. I mean,
it's amazing.
I would just go sit in the helicopter if we
absolutely
were doing a show today, or in the fire truck, right?
Yeah.
Do the adults do that a lot?
Yes, absolutely. And I will tell you, when I interviewed for this position and they gave me a tour, I looked out across Lake Decatur and I saw the Staley Building and I thought, I hope I get this job because I want to see this every day. I mean, it is the best view in Decatur.
Yeah, it really is. And so, listen, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And keep up the great work. And I love what you guys are doing. And I think we all need to endeavor to make sure that everything we do in life and in recreation and in education looks like our entire community. And I applaud you both for that initiative. It's important. It's really important. Changing lives, no doubt. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And here's Nick with a look at your weather. Back with more live from the Children's Museum of Illinois.
Today, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 62. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 47. For Friday, chance of rain, chance of thunderstorms, high of 66. For Saturday, 50% chance of more rain and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 78. Current temperature here at the Children's Museum, 35 degrees. Your WSOY time, 7:26.
What if I told you there were jobs out there offering a starting wage of $22 an hour? Driving a school bus doesn't have to be your part-time side hustle anymore. Experienced drivers can make even more. Alltown has bus driver positions available. And don't forget to ask about their $1,500 training bonus. If you are at least 21 years old and can pass a criminal background check and a drug test, Alltown is ready to hire you today. Call them now at 217-855-0615 or visit alltownbus.com to apply.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame.
organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance.
Okay, we're going to take it to the bottom of the hour here, and then we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Call right now, 217-423-5437. Go to cmofil.org. We still have two prize packages to give away, one at the top of this hour, one at the end of the show, and two pairs of tickets to the Cardinals-White Sox series, which is coming up next weekend. All you have to do is buy a ticket to get in on any of those drawings. And you can buy that ticket by calling 217-423-5437 or go to cmofil.org. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour news. Back with Mark Tupper right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski has launched this year's congressional art competition, inviting high school students in the 13th District to submit artwork for a chance to be displayed in the U.S. Capitol building. You'll have to move fast. The deadline is Monday. The winning artwork will be showcased alongside pieces from congressional districts all over the country. Submissions must be dropped off at any of Budzinski's Illinois offices. Budzinski's Decatur office is at 101 South Main Street. A local judging panel will select the winner. Richland Student Farms will be hosting a spring plant sale on May 3rd from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and the 4th from 7 to 1 on campus. Richland horticulture students will be selling flowers, herbs, vegetable starts, mixed hanging baskets, big pots, and houseplants. They're also hosting a vendor fair with market vendors selling baked goods, jellies and jams, garden accessories, soaps, candles, and more. More info at nowdecatur.com.
I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump stopping at a construction site earlier today in the east side of Midtown Manhattan, speaking to about 200 union workers, drowning out reporters' questions. The former president discussing the massive case. His lawyers will argue in front of the Supreme Court today that president should be free of criminal prosecution.
A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
It's connected to the election meddling case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The former president will be inside a Manhattan courtroom day 7 in his hush money trial. Prosecution will resume its questioning of David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, now Judge Juan Merchan, not allowing Mr. Trump to travel to D.C. for that Supreme Court hearing. America is listening to Fox News.
Off this season at Red Tail Run and Hickory Point Golf Courses, offering championship-style courses for all levels, from seasoned pros to beginners. These courses provide the perfect setting for an enjoyable round of golf. Enjoy special programs like Ladies Only Golf Clinic, junior golf camps, and golf outings. And don't miss the clubhouse for top brands like Lululemon, Titleist, FootJoy, Oakley, and Callaway. Whether you need new apparel or equipment, the clubhouse has you covered. Book your tee time at golfdecatur.org today.
This is Tom Brinkotter with Brink Otter Realtors. It is truly an honor to carry on the legacy started by my father many years ago. Despite technology playing a big role in today's business landscape, we remain dedicated to the values of the past. Being a family business, our commitment has always been deeply personal. Our devotion lies with our clients, our responsibility within our community, every day earning your business one handshake at a time. Discover the difference at Brink Otter Realtors. Modern tech, timeless values. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Mostly sunny, high of 62. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 47. For Friday, there's a chance of rain, chance of thunderstorms, and the gust of wind could go as high as 32. High of 66. Then Saturday, 50-50 chance of thunderstorms and showers, partly sunny with a high of 78. Current temperature at the Children's Museum, 36 degrees. Your WSOI time, 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are live at the Children's Museum. Call 217-423-5437 to buy your tickets. Get in for the cool drawings we have all morning here. Right now it's time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Let's start with the NFL draft.
Well, this is a big day for NFL teams, for college players. And I think the closer you follow the National Football League, the bigger this is for fans. The NFL draft begins at 7 o'clock tonight in Detroit and extends through Saturday. It gets going with the first round tonight. The Bears hold two of the key spots with the number one overall pick and the number nine pick. I think there should be no drama with the number one pick. It's been presumed for a long time that the Bears will spend that pick on Southern Cal quarterback Caleb Williams. He only took one pre-draft visit, and that was to the Bears. He's their guy. The drama starts after that pick, at least involving Caleb Williams, as we begin to find out how quickly he acclimates to the league, to his teammates, to offensive coordinator Shane Waldron's offense. He'll be their starter from day one, and we'll see how quickly he can elevate a team that in the second half of last season was pretty good. But here's how I see the early part of the first round leading up to the Bears' number nine pick. I expect there to be four quarterbacks taken in picks one through eight, maybe in picks one through four. Caleb Williams, LSU's Jaden Daniels, North Carolina's Drake May, and I anticipate some team trading up, maybe the Vikings, to take Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Potentially three wide receivers could go in the first eight. That would be Ohio State's Marvin Harrison Jr., LSU's Malik Nabers, and Washington's Roma Odunze, and 6'9" offensive tackle Joe Alt from Notre Dame. But Atlanta at number eight could take the first defensive player with an edge rusher. That's a big need for them. Someone like Dallas Turner from Alabama. And that could free up one of the wide receivers to slide to the Bears. It would be very tempting to stock Caleb Williams' toy box with as many weapons as possible. Or they could go offensive tackle, which is a need on the left side, or edge rusher. Or Ryan Poles could trade down a little bit and add draft picks, because the Bears only have four picks in this draft. That's the fewest in the league. They have the two number one picks. They have a third rounder and a fourth rounder. They would love to add a second rounder. So round one tonight, rounds two and three on Friday, rounds four through seven on Saturday. And I think if you're a Bears fan, the suspense will really build as we move toward that number nine pick, because that's where all the mystery is.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll do a little bit of that Bears voodoo they were trying to sell the state of Illinois yesterday, and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk. This look at Tupper on Sports, brought to you by First National Bank, community banking the way it used to be.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB to be their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC. FNBquality.bank.
We're back here with Mark Tupper. All right, what do you think of what was unveiled yesterday for the Bears' plans for a new lakefront dome stadium?
You know, the thing that occurred to me is that in all of these projects, artist renditions look so dazzling that it's tempting to jump up and down and say, let's do it. And I'm sure that's what Kevin Warren was in part trying to do yesterday. But it's just not that simple. And I'm sure he knows that he is facing a skeptical governor, a skeptical state legislature, and a more than skeptical Friends of the Park advocacy group that has real power and rarely likes anything that tinkers with the footprint of the city's valuable lakefront property. And the proposal is a $4.7 billion domed stadium project, of which the Bears say they're willing to put up $2 billion of their own money. That's a good start. It's much better than what White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf is committing to as he proposes a new lakefront stadium for his baseball team. But nationally, the appetite for taxpayer assistance in building stadiums for billionaire owners, it's pretty low. And the city of Chicago would find a way to help with some of the infrastructure costs. But somehow the Bears are going to have to get inside Virginia McCaskey's purse and find like another gob of money to make this thing fly. And the Bears are in a hurry to get started. They want legislative approval now. And the early reaction was a big no. And this is just a long ways from happening. I'm still not 100% convinced that Arlington Heights is out. There's just there's a little bit of a race going on here between the Bears and the White Sox. And the Bears have the edge there because they have excitement about their team on their side. And that will be apparent tonight with the Caleb Williams' number one pick in the draft. The White Sox are contending to be the worst team in the history of baseball. They lost again last night. They are 3-21. It's very difficult to marshal excitement over that baseball team right now. So I think everyone needs to take a deep breath. It looks pretty, but it's so far from reality, and probably, you know, probably 5 years from reality, no matter how, even if they can get this thing going. So we'll talk about it tonight on Sport Talk. Kim Kane and I will be in the studio from 5 to 6. We're going to preview the NFL draft for sure. And so join us then, and we'll have a good time.
All right, Mark, we'll see you tonight at 5. We appreciate it. If you can't join the boys tonight live, you can always listen to the podcast a little bit later after the show at nowdecatur.com. You know, they said yesterday, by the way, we're here at the Children's Museum, and you need to call 217-423-5437. Our next prize drawing will be literally in about 10 minutes, so 20 minutes, and we'll announce that at the top of the hour. They said yesterday that they've been working very closely with the state.
That is not
the governor's office. They haven't talked to him.
Right. And they're not interested in it at all.
Yeah. Well, the state comments so far publicly when asked is that there's no appetite for this.
You need to bring more to the table than this.
So if you're not working with the governor,
right,
who are you working with?
Right. Right. I mean, they probably technically are working with somebody with some organization in the state, I'm sure.
And then the mayor of Chicago, who's trying to walk both sides of this thing, and he's been just almost as bad as the White Sox. I mean, literally, as far as mayors go. I mean, universally.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I mean, this isn't anything that's even a red or blue. I mean, this is just universally. Sorry about all of the things they can support. Yes, in this plan, the Bears keep all that revenue.
Right. Yeah, this is not a good deal. This is, hey, can we get something for free?
Yeah.
And the renderings are beautiful. This would be awesome for them. And that team, that family will make a bunch of money if this happens. It's just going to cost them more than they'd like it.
Right. And the guy that they brought in, who got the new Minnesota Vikings new stadium put up, now that's costing the taxpayers a bunch of money for just the maintenance, right. All the stuff that you don't see up front. Or people don't get into the details and you end up with this tax-funded boondoggle that ends up costing a ton.
Right. And they do this the day before the draft when the Bears have the number one pick and are going to usher in a new era with a new guy.
And how big a difference do you think that makes with anybody who needs to get voted into office? Zero.
Zero. You're right. Or people that want to up their bills for a team that's probably still not going to win.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good
fit. Particularly when you're drafting a quarterback and you've got nothing but a history of ruining the quarterback position for your organization.
Right.
Like that's going to magically turn around the Bears.
Right. Arlington could look at it and go, man, this could maybe be a big deal for us. This is putting a stadium back in the same spot that the stadium's in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
And then making more money by hosting events that you're profiting off of while the taxpayers are going to fork over, you know, $1.5 billion.
You're not picking up a bad neighborhood or something. Yeah, you're just doing it over.
Nope. All right, 217-423-5437. Here's a much better investment for your money, Children's Museum of Illinois.
Yep.
And you can buy your ducks right now. When we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to introduce you to Drew Lewandowski, the owner and brewer at Decatur Brew Works, the partnering with the museum on a lot of things. Then Dr. Juanita Morris will be with us at the top of the hour. Looking forward to all of it. But we have this big package we're giving away, literally, and you're running out of time. And all of the matches that are going on today, $10,000 donations. So if you give $100 today or $200 today, that's going to double for the museum. I mean, how often do you get a chance just to do that? I mean,
right.
Hardly ever. We got 4 tickets to the Little Mermaid on June 29th at Devon, the One Sum summer membership, and then an extra duck in the race on top of whatever you purchase to give away here in about 15 minutes. So give us a call right now, 217-423-5437. That's an easy way to do it. They'll pick up the phone and literally take your credit card information, or you can go to cmofil.org and buy whatever you want to buy. You want to buy $500 worth of ducks?
Go for it.
$1,000.
Knock yourself out.
To the museum.
Exactly right.
217-423-5437. We'll take the marquee coffee break. Back with more right after this.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stttmega.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You're listening to Fires and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's life. That's what all the people
We're
say.
Back here live at the Children's Museum of Illinois, where May 18th, the Duck Derby will be underway. One of the coolest events of the year. You need to come out and see it. But even if you don't come out, and even if you don't want to, maybe you're... Your grandkids are grown and you're not, you know, any day-to-day reason why you're at the museum. It's still an incredibly important thing to support as a community, for the quality of life, for the educational components, for just, having really cool things in your community, right? So this is a way you can give back. You can go online right now, $10 for one duck. So the bare minimum, $10 will get you into the race where you could win $3,000. If you want to go a little deeper than that, you can get, 5 ducks for $40. So that's going to save you, $10. Right off the bat, you can literally go a little bit above that at 75 and get 10 ducks. You're saving $25 there. 125 for 20 ducks. Keep doing the math. 200, the best deal of the day, Duck Dynasty. That's 40 ducks. So you're basically getting $400 worth of ducks for $200. And because the Hardy family, the Children's Museum, is getting an extra $200 on top of that, donated to them for the matching grant this morning.
It's good math.
You can't lose.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't win the Duck Derby, you win by supporting such a vibrant, cool thing.
Until 9
a.m.,
they win twice because it's doubled up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then we have the other packages we're giving away. Plus, we decided we've almost guaranteed you, a winning ticket to see the Cardinals win a baseball game because they're going to be playing the White Sox. I feel like maybe the entire season, that may be the only team that you would think the Cardinals might be favored over. That's coming up next weekend. We have the Saturday and Sunday tickets. As
or
the White Sox
you might
come
see
to Busch
historic
Stadium.
One of 6 wins on the year for the White Sox.
Or
it's a little bit of history.
Or they could get shut out again. Who knows? Anyway, all of that up for grabs. Go to cmofil.org. That's what I was going to start to throw in the Decatur IL stuff. cmofil.org or call 217-423-5437. All right, Jay, how you doing this morning? How much use do you get out of this shirt? The first time I saw it, I thought, that's a really dumb investment. And then I thought, well, no.
It's got legs.
It's going to get worn several times.
For those wondering, it is a duck derby shirt. It's rubber ducks with the sunglasses and
pattern all over the whole thing, like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. You have an interesting name tag too, by the way.
Oh, thank you. The creative and cheer part, or
Mr. J.
Yeah, Mr. J. Yeah,
or the official big kid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot going on in that name tag on that busy shirt.
Yeah, there
there's
really
a lot
is.
Going on with J.
No, the kids all call me Mr. J, and so that's kind of the role that I've become here at the museum.
All right, cool stuff. Drew Lewandowski is joining you today, the owner and brewer of Decatur Brew Works. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Good morning.
You are like, a granola ad now. I mean, that hair, the beard, you're brewing your own. You must just be loving retirement.
Right. Central Illinois' oldest brewer.
Yeah, there you go. Right. I like that. That's got some marketing there. All right. Why are you involved, first of all, with the Children's Museum?
Okay. Well, number one, I live right down the block, so my grandkids come down here.
Part of your daily life, yeah.
I think they're doing a good thing.
Yep.
You know, I like this guy. And Ricky's been, you know, a great addition to the museum, as well as some of the other staff that are here. So I think they're worthy of some support, and we're doing it with by making beer is the thing that we do. So a dollar of every sale of our special brew for this event, which is Big Duck Blonde, which is a tangerine blonde ale.
Okay.
Is going to go to the Children's Museum. And last year, I think we generated well over $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's incredible.
It was kind of a cool event. It's easy to do because I get to do what I like to do, which is be creative. We create a beer, and the customers love the beer, too.
Okay, so first, how does this work? And then I want to find out a little bit about the beer for beer enthusiasts, you know, what they can look forward to. I come to Decatur Brew Works, I buy the beer.
A Big Duck Brew. Last year we had glasses. We're hoping for that this year, which was like a package. And all the proceeds from the glass sales went to the Children's Museum.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a no-brainer. It's easy
and
to come
in. And a dollar from the pint.
A dollar off that pint. The pint is $6. That's the same price for all our brews.
So you're not upcharging to give a donation. You're taking it out of your pocket.
It is coming out of our pocket.
That's fantastic. $1,000. I mean, more than $1,000. That's great.
The beer the collectibles of the glass, people loving the local flavors.
Right.
Is it the same flavor you brewed last year?
Yeah. Awesome. Everybody loves the tangerine blonde ale. It's got 88 pounds of tangerine puree in
it. No, hang on a second. Wow. You're getting way over my head. I'm not a beer guy. You want to talk vodka? I probably could be all right. What does that mean? Tangerine,
Well, we brew a base beer. In this case, it's a blonde ale, which is kind of easy drinking, approachable.
Is that a kind of seasonal thing? Of a summer?
Fruited beers are usually made during the summer.
Okay.
But we make them all year round because people like them.
Okay.
So we do the base beer. We've done some enhancements, like we whirlpool good stuff like sweet orange rind and lemon rind in it, and we add some spices to enhance the citrus flavor. And then after it's fermented, we add 88 pounds of tangerine puree, which adds this big fruit dynamic. It's like having breakfast.
Wow.
All right. How long does it take to create?
It takes about 2 weeks to create a beer.
From beginning to
finish
product? Right.
Barring any snafus
or
the style of beer might have some unique things, like lagers take a lot longer to brew than an ale. This is an ale. So, 2 weeks later, we're ready to go. And, our time is a few days off. We were hoping for like a month out, but it's going to work pretty good. Last night we had an unofficial release at our trivia night, and people were just drinking it up, as they say.
All right. Well, tell me about your hours of operation, how people can come down and enjoy what you do and at the same time support the children.
All right. We're at 102 East William Street, right on the corner of Main and William. Our hours are Tuesday and Wednesday. We're open from 3 to 9. Thursday, Friday, we're open 3 to 10. And then on Saturday, 2 to 10. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays.
And I know a lot of people also use your space to host events and do things.
Yeah, we've had everything.
But Kyle from Spin City, or from Fleet Feet, was just telling us.
Santa's.
Yeah, the Santa run. The Santa run's cool.
Yeah.
Broken Brogue plays there a lot. Open mic.
Right.
You guys are busy.
Yeah, and we host training sessions. The library and some other book clubs meet there. Neil Smith has his Irish teaching group. So, we're kind of a community drop-in center and a way for things that are unique and that add themselves to our environment.
How long have you been at the new location, and then how long have you been in business overall?
We've been in business over 8 years.
Wow.
And then at the new location in August, it'll be 5 years.
Amazing how fast that goes by.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, kudos. You know, this is a great example of how people can get really creative with their businesses to support another cause, right? Pat on the back for doing that. And it's local people that generally do that. That's why you should support local businesses, because they make those kind of decisions to, you know, do the above and beyond to make sure that you and your family get this incredible experience at the Children's Museum. But it's a creative way to, you know, maybe encourages people to go support your business at the same time you're supporting the Children's Museum. And we're happy to support all of it.
Thank you.
If it just makes sense.
Right. And keep up your good work. And I love his wardrobe.
We made a conscious decision. Drew's been fantastic in jumping on board, but we made a conscious decision. You know, one thing that we do here at the museum is we focus on we are playful, not childish. And so that goes for the adults, too. You know, being play professionals, we want adults to have a fun time, and this is a perfect way for adults to have a fun time through
work. Not only that, but you've got young people who maybe are not in the kid business yet, but a couple of years down the road, or you've got grandparents that, I mean, you know, you're getting the museum out there in other
That's
ways
right.
and getting
yeah.
different sources of revenue coming in that may not be your day-to-day customers, right? Which is exactly why people should call today and support the cause. Whether you have, when your kids graduate from school, you can't quit supporting schools.
Right. That's right.
Because the next generation is coming. This started in a basement at the Conservation District. You know, people don't remember the humble beginnings of the Children's Museum, you know, 30 years ago. And then this castle was built here, 20,000 square feet by, at the time, was it, I can't even remember who was the two groups, Junior Welfare Association and the Arts Council.
And the Arts Council.
Who were the original sort of people that got this whole thing started. And then a few years back, another huge addition paid for entirely by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation opened up the whole view. Now you got the sculpture park, so people are enjoying Scoville Park with the zoo and everything, you know, not driving to one parking lot and getting out and then getting back in the car and driving to the other parking lot.
Well, we have the train, too,
and
that connects.
And the train that comes down through. And if you haven't been on that train across the lake, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's fantastic. One of the best views at the Devon is looking out across and seeing that trestle lit up at night, which is really cool. Drew Curtis, kudos to you for thinking outside the box and being a
Thank
big supporter.
It's easy, Brian, to do this stuff. So.
Well, not everyone does, but I hope you inspire others to do something similar.
All right, thank you.
All right, get down to Decatur Brew Works and enjoy the ale and you support the museum. We'll take a break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today we have some frost this morning, but now it's going to be sunny with a high of 62. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 47. For Friday, chance of rain and thunderstorms and a high near 66. Then Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 78. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 38 degrees. Your WSOY time, 7:56.
When you need your car towed, when you need your car repaired, when you need new or used tires, Shaner's on Green Switch Road in Decatur is your one-stop shop. When you need repairs, towing, or tires on your fleet, you can count on Shaner's on Green Switch Road in Decatur. For complete professional towing, auto repairs, and a great selection of new and used tires, you can depend on Shaner's at 3696 Green Switch Road in Decatur. Tell them Shaner sent ya!
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Someday.
We're live at the Children's Museum Coming up on the top of the hour and joining us next hour, Dr. Juanita Morris will be with us. I have our second winner, Nick. Emily...
It looks like Mockney?
Maybe. M-O-C-N-Y.
That's what I
okay.
got. Yep.
Won the Little Merman tickets and the summer membership and the extra duck.
Oh, there you go.
So congratulations to Emily. And we'll have one more of those winners and then two winners, a pair of tickets each for Saturday game and then the Sunday game for the White Sox Cardinals next weekend. If you want to get involved, call right now, 217-423-5437, 217-423-5437. You can also go to cmofil.org and buy your tickets online, or you can stop by in person. And then don't forget Decatur Brew Works. Right. You go down and you buy one of the pints, a dollar of that will go to, and the glass sales, will go to the CM of IL.
All right.
There you go. All right. Looking forward to seeing Dr. Morris, always. Twice a week's great.
Oh, it's wonderful. Can't get enough.
Yeah.
We're here at the Children's Museum having fun. We got Dr. J coming up. This is a good day.
All right. We'll take a break for top of the hour stories and news. Do not go anywhere.
We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Illinois State Fair will be hosting a 100 Days Out celebration next Tuesday at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. It's free to attend, as is parking on the fairgrounds. Vendors will be selling food and drinks as a preview of the fair. For each food item purchased, you get a ticket for a chance to win prizes. Discounted fair passes will be available for purchase. Two winners will receive round-trip party bus transportation for themselves and 19 co-workers to the event through an online contest. Visit statefair.illinois.gov to enter your office. Ladies are invited to enjoy 18 holes of mini golf and much more at the Playing 5 to 9 Ladies Golf Outing. It's at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th. The adults-only event will be from 5 to 9 p.m. Along with mini golf, activities include photo shoots with...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.